Last night, the WMNF film series hosted the Tampa Bay premiere of the documentary Outrage. More than 200 people packed into the Tampa Picture Show to see the film that its website calls, quote, a searing indictment of the hypocrisy of closeted politicians who actively campaign against the LGBT community they covertly belong to. Outrage prominently features Florida Governor Charlie Crist. WMNF spoke with people after the film to get their reactions.
Mr. Speaker, this Congress and those after should be about protecting and expanding freedoms. This proposed amendment to our Constitution is about discrimination. It is about fear. It is unnecessary. It is unwarranted, and it should be soundly defeated.
The audience applauded video of former Republican U.S. Representative Jim Colby, who spoke on the floor of Congress in 2004 against an amendment to the U.S. Constitution that would have banned gay marriage. Colby, who is gay, came out of the closet 8 years earlier and continued to be reelected until he retired in 2007. The film Outrage, directed by Kirby Dick, exposes politicians who vote against gay rights at the same time they are living a double life. After the film, the audience reactions ranged from aggravation to amusement.
I actually wasn't aware how many different politicians were closeted, and also how many had been closeted and have now come out after different journalists and activists and things had outed them, and they ended up accepting it and accepting who they were, and eventually working towards the movement of gay rights and things like that.
It's a hugely gay city. Just because of the Pentagon, you have a lot of gay women, and the government is a great place to work for gay people. You can be out.
If you had Gay Day in D.C., it would be shut down.
I was pretty aware of all the characters and what they had done. Homosexuals who are in the closet tend to attack homosexuals who are out to deflect, as the movie said, attention away from themselves. But that's not unique to homosexuals. That happens in all sorts of situations.
It kind of saddened me that there's that many political figures out there that are in the closet and, you know, disagreeing with what should happen and what would benefit them, and hating what they, you know, with who they are.
Well, I wasn't really surprised by anything, but I was definitely outraged by some of the things that we saw and saddened by other things. I'm not surprised by politicians being hypocritical. I'm obviously feel like they should be held responsible to the public.
Barney Frank always makes me laugh. He's very funny. He seems to have a good perspective on life. I think the film is beautifully put together and leads to really important discussions between friends, you know, or with family.
The politics and personal life of Florida Governor Charlie Crist are featured near the beginning of the film and again near the end. The film makes the case that Crist's ex-wife and former boyfriends may consider Crist to be gay, but are unwilling to come forward yet. Meanwhile, Governor Crist often opposes gay rights, which frustrated many in the crowd.
It did concentrate a lot on the governor. I think that was a good thing. People aren't aware of his stands, and especially on Amendment 2. That's where he really could have made a difference, and for political reasons he decided not to.
I think it's the proof is in the pudding. I mean, it's safe to say that the evidence is there, and he seems pretty sad about not being able to be who he is.
I think they say they have proof that he is gay, but he denies it. So, and the point of the film is if you're gay, you should come out. And his voting record is very poor on gay rights, and he supported the gay marriage ban in this state, so the amendment to the Constitution, which was totally unnecessary. So I think that they've made a good point that there is a connection between your personal life and your politics, but it's probably more crucial if you're gay and in the closet. So that was a very powerful point.
Well, actually, we were at the, there was an organized protest to his marriage to say, if you can do this, why are you denying other people the right to do this? And I, you know, regarding whether his sexual preferences are irrelevant to the fact that he's denying basic human rights to individuals in Florida.
I was surprised because I heard rumors, but I didn't really realize that he was that anti-gay. And actually, before this, I liked him. I wouldn't vote for him.
Crist is running for the Republican nomination to the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Mel Martinez. Governor Charlie Crist did not respond to our request for an interview by airtime. You can find out more about Outrage on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.